VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a truck bomb has exploded near a high-security compound in Kabul, killing at least four people. More than 40 others were wounded. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirming the attack near the capital city's so-called Green Village, which houses the offices of foreign companies and charities. He said the explosion caused civilian casualties and at least 10 children among those injured. No immediate claim of responsibility. The fledgling U.S.-initiated dialogue with the Taliban that's aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan has come to a halt. A senior Taliban official privy to the developments confirming to VOA that the process has halted for now, so the venue and the date for a future meeting are not known. The official declined to share reasons behind the suspension of negotiations, and the U.S. State Department had no immediate response. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is trying to explain President Trump's tweet threat against NATO ally Turkey as he wraps up a trip aimed at easing concerns about the U.S. withdrawal from Syria. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We've applied sanctions to many places around the world. I assume he's speaking about those kinds of things, but you'd have to ask him the details.
That was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's response when reporters asked him to clarify President Trump's tweet threatening to devastate Turkey economically if they hit the Kurds. Just 2 days earlier, Pompeo had a lengthy conversation with his Turkish counterpart, after which he expressed confidence that an agreement could be reached to protect Kurdish forces who have been fighting with the U.S. against the Islamic State group. He says Trump's call for a 20-mile safe zone between Turkish forces and the Kurds is consistent with what the U.S. is trying to achieve.
It just demarks the importance that we place on this.
This is VOA News. President Trump is urging farmers